Hi guys, and welcome back to the Atlas Weekly Recap, covering the financial news and events as of Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. In this week's episode, I'll be covering Australia's gross domestic product, or GDP, figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics last week. I'll provide a quick equity market overview for last week. And finally, we'll discuss a key US inflation report released overnight that the market was really bracing for. So let's get into it. So the local highlight last week here in Australia was the GDP result, or gross domestic product, for the fourth quarter of 2023, so in the 3 months to December, which showed continued sluggish economic growth in the 3 months. So the economy grew weaker than expected 0.2% in the quarter, and this was against the market's estimate of 0.3%. And so the quarterly results saw the annual GDP growth rate, so in the 12 months to December, grow at 1.5%. So this is, I guess, a little bit less than the average sort of GDP growth rate. It's anywhere between 2 to 3% historically. So we are sort of in a bit of an economic slump at the moment, but it is pretty well documented it published that, you know, this was expected, that the economy would slow down, productivity would be really crimped after the interest rate rises that we've seen over the last 18 months. And the ABS of the Australian Bureau of Statistics reported that the domestic demand continued to slow in December. And this was due to households cutting back on discretionary spending, and as well as private and public investment slowing as well. So, I mean, private public spending is basically anything spanning from home renovations, new dwellings, to businesses buying machinery and new equipment as well. So that's what really, I guess, impacted on the GDP for the quarter. The RBA, however, does expect annual GDP growth to slow even further to 1.3% in June 2024. So in the 12 months of June, it's expected GDP to be a little bit lower than 1.5, slowing to 1.3. But the pace is then expected to pick up, and it's supposed to be at about it's estimated to be about 1.8% by the end of 2024. Let's take a look at how global equities performed last week. It was another really positive week for the ASX 200 benchmark index. It was up 1.3% last week. The US S&P 500 was down 0.3%. The NASDAQ composite in the US was also down 1.2%. In Europe, the Euro Stoxx 50 benchmark index was up 1.4%. The UK's FTSE 100 was down 0.3%. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong was down 1.4%. And lastly, the Australian dollar against the US dollar was up 1.6% to US 66 cents. Looking to the week ahead, it's pretty light in terms of economic updates. We've seen the end of the corporate earnings season both here in Australia and in the US. So it's pretty light on data. But the main highlight was the US CPI result for the So US CPI, Consumer Price Index, inflation for the month of February. So this was just released overnight, came out. It was released at 11:30 p.m. Brisbane time on Tuesday. And this was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in the US. And as a bit of a recap, the January US CPI report surprised on the upside a little bit, which I guess investors at the time were quick to dismiss, just because the month of January can be a little bit volatile, and there's a lot of sort of seasonal distortions. Essentially, there's the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they don't have a complete picture. They don't have all the information to provide the most accurate inflation report for that month. So investors were quick to dismiss the January result, and they were naturally going to look to the February result to see what inflation is truly, how inflation is truly trending, whether it's higher or lower. So I guess another upside surprise. So if inflation was higher than expected in February, this would have been really unwelcome by investors, because it it did, I guess, dents the soft landing narrative of US, of declining US inflation. So ahead of the result, ahead of the result last night, the market was expecting the headline CPI result to rise by 0.4% in February. Fortunately, the report did show that it did, in fact, increase by 0.4% in line with the market's estimates. And that saw the annual headline rate of inflation in the US, so in the 12 months to February, at 3.2%. So just to recap, when we're looking at inflation, you've got a headline result, and then you've got a core result as well. So the core result strips out those more volatile price items such as food and energy. So perhaps is more important, the core CPI. So that was expected to rise by 0.3% in February, but that missed, and it came in a tad higher at 0.4%. And that did see the annual core rate of inflation at 3.8%. And the core measure is the measure that the US Fed is looking to see trend down towards their target. So their target is 2%. So it's still quite elevated at the moment. But if we really, drill down on the data, so they round to the nearest decimal place. So 0.4% was in fact 0.36%. So it was close to being in line with the 0.3% estimates. And this was sort of reflected in the market's reaction, the equity market's reaction last night. So it was quite an odd reaction, because initially shares were sold off in the first 30 minutes of the trading session, but this was relatively short-lived, and markets actually moved higher throughout the trading session, and the S&P 500 US benchmark index closed 1.1% higher last night. And I think this was mostly due to investors really bracing for a higher than expected result, which, I mean, it did get, but if you really drill down on the numbers, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And even European equity markets reacted to the news positively and closed the trading session. The Euro Stoxx 50 closed 1.1% higher as well. So really interesting to see the market result off the back of that number. Nevertheless, inflation is still trending lower in the US, which is in line with that soft landing narrative. That's all for this week, guys. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Atlas Weekly Recap. Thanks for tuning in.